Welcome back to the podcast.
I'm Emily.
I'm Abby.
Sippy sippy.
What are you drinking?
Ooh. Whoa. My brain. Liquid Death. And if you don't know what Liquid Death is, don't worry. It's literally just water. I didn't know what Liquid Death was for a long time. And I thought it was some sort of beer or energy drink.
That's what I thought it was when you pulled it out. I was like, okay.
But it's literally water. It's just like a different type of marketing for water. Literally, I think their like catchphrase or their, what is it?
Slogan?
Slogan is murder your thirst.
That's interesting.
Murder. So everything has to do with like something about murder, chainsaw, decapitation. It's very interesting.
So what does it taste like?
So this one is, they just have regular water, like mountain water. And then they have sparkling water. This one is sparkling water, and it's called Mango Chainsaw. Do you want to try it?
No, I don't want to try it.
Okay. Tastes like mango.
Is it like...
Chainsaw.
Does it have sugar in it?
Uh-uh. I don't think so.
It's sugar-free?
Yeah. Oh, are they from Austria? That's cool. Oh, three sugars.
I mean, that's not a lot.
Oh, with agave nectar.
Oh, nice. Okay. Anyways, welcome back to the pod.
Welcome back, guys. How's your week been, Emily?
Really long. Mm-hmm. Really long.
Can you tell I got new glasses?
No, because they look exactly the same.
Guys, I got new glasses because Zenni Optical. Zenni, if you want to sponsor us, please do. We're your biggest fan.
For real.
We love you, Zenni. But they were having a special deal, and so I wanted to try a new pair of glasses because I've had the same frames for like 8 or 9 years. So I got these, and they literally look exactly the same.
They're the exact same glasses, almost slightly different coloring.
Yeah, like it's like a more muted
and
palette.
Then the arm is
metal,
yeah,
instead of like plastic.
Anyways,
that's my big update this week.
Yeah, I don't know that I have a big update. We went to Deer Park today to see.
I don't think anyone knows that what that is, place is.
Oh, we went to a different city today to see my nephew.
And we just meaning you and the girls.
Just me and the girls. That's
oh my
true.
Gosh.
This I'm morning, real scattered today.
Me too. I drank a Celsius at 3 and finished it at 4:30. So
it's 7.
I know, but Celsius is supposed to last all day long. And
no,
I'm with my sissy.
Okay.
And I love you. And so I'm excited.
Love you too.
But I'm on my way to work. If you saw my Instagram story. Guys, follow me on Instagram. I was driving to work, and on one of the side streets before I get to my office, there's like this really like park area. Like it's a bunch of businesses. It's a business park, but they do a really good job of having like biodiversity, like lots of different parks and benches and like ponds. Really nice part of Houston. And there were 3 cars. I was one of them, and we all had to stop at this stop sign, and none of us could move because there were ducks crossing the street.
Oh, cute! And they were the really cute kinds. I like because you sent a picture
yeah.
of them.
They're the ducks that look like turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just so fun. You just had to wait for them to hobble across. So there's ducks are big around there.
A 5-year-old flipped me off in the
oh my god
grocery store.
Please tell us more about it.
Well, I mean that's basically it. He had no expression, and I smiled at him, and he just. Flip me off.
It's so funny.
That's it.
I love that. And you didn't tell the mom?
Nope, we didn't say a thing. Neither of us said a thing.
Did she notice?
No, she didn't. She was looking at the avocados.
How old is the kid, do you
like
think?
5.
Oh, yeah, so he can talk.
Yeah.
But he just didn't.
No.
That's so funny.
Yeah. That was my big event for the week.
Nice. All right, Emily. So what are we doing today?
Okay, so we chose reality TV shows for each other in the following categories. What we thought the other person would be good at, what we think they would love to be on, and what they would be terrible at. Are
I'm
you
excited.
A big reality TV star
no.
fan?
Star fan? No. I was actually thinking about posting to our Instagram and asking people about like to give us recommendations, mm-hmm. like what they like. What reality TV they like, because I don't really watch reality TV.
I like reality TV,
yeah,
but like, I don't watch it. I guess my most recent one I watched was Selling Sunset.
And you watched like 90 Day Fiancé.
I used to, yeah.
And then growing up, we loved Extreme Home Makeover.
Oh my gosh.
With Ty Pennington.
All over it.
Our mom loved it. So it was like a family event. We would watch it every
Ty
week.
Pennington.
So fun. And they always did good for a family that needed
Move
it.
Move that bus.
So good. Nostalgia. Yeah.
They made cool rooms for the kids, man.
They did.
Like little like tunnels to go in between the rooms.
I do remember thinking like, what if they didn't know what I liked, or what if they assumed, especially because like I was a tomboy growing up, we both were. So when they did girls' rooms and it was super pink or super purple,
I think like,
did they ask?
I think they do. I think they sit like, down and what if, really ask
what
them.
If they come into our house and mom and dad, they don't know what I like. I got nervous for them.
That's funny.
Oh gosh. Yeah, so we're doing we're doing it for each other, but we also filled out for
one
ourselves.
One for ourselves. Yeah. So and we'll Emily, see how it goes.
Emily filled mine like the ones out for me so quickly within 10 minutes of me texting her on what we're going to do this week. She was like, well, "Okay, I'm done."
I just had stuff in my mind like
which I had to look up reality shows.
I had to also, but it didn't take very long.
Nice. Like top 50 IMDb blah blah.
Yeah.
Okay, so
who wants to go first?
Okay, wait. What category do you want to do first?
Let's do what
you would thrive in.
The other one would be good at.
Yeah. Okay, you go first for me.
Okay, I think Abby would be really good at the Amazing Race.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. I also put Amazing Race for myself.
You did?
Yeah, for what okay. I would thrive on. That's so sweet that you said that, because I also thought that you would say that about me.
Okay.
Fun expectation.
Okay, what would
Emily,
I be good at?
Hard. Why do you think I'd be good at Amazing Race?
Because you love cultures. You love being like learning about cultures. So it wouldn't be hard for you to like quickly realize things in different countries.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Just like
travel around and like,
yeah.
You have a very open mind.
That's true.
So
I think the physical challenges would be kind of hard.
Yeah.
I'm not super fit. And so that would be hard. But like any sort of communication error or like. I don't know. Yeah, cultural stuff.
I just think you'd be really good at it.
Yeah, and I'm pretty patient. People get angry on that
show.
Yeah,
they do.
You know who really loves that show? Our dad.
I know.
He loves it. Emily, I said you would thrive on Big Brother.
What? You know what? I probably would.
I think you would because you just, like, don't care. You'd be like, why are you fighting with me? Like, what's, like...
That's true.
I put my dishes in the dishwasher. It's fine.
I would hate to be on that show.
I've actually never seen it. I've seen clips, but...
Yeah, but we know what it's about.
Yeah. Or like, I thought this as well, Celebrity Big Brother.
But I'm not a celebrity.
Right, but I thought about specifically all the celebrities that you follow, like Trisha Paytas. I would love to see you two, just interact.
Yeah,
I think you would love it. I don't know. I think you'd thrive on it.
That's interesting that you said that.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then I've also put secondary ones.
Okay.
Because I was just on a roll, you know? So my secondary one for you is Kitchen Nightmares.
Kitchen Nightmares! Yeah. That'd be good at?
Yeah.
But it's under pressure.
Yeah. I think, no.
Oh, no. That's not the under pressure one. Kitchen Nightmares is like...
Yeah, they go... Is it Gordon Ramsay, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is why I think this. Because I think you would be a side along with Gordon Ramsay. So you're his assistant.
Oh, and I'd be like...
Bro, you can't do this. Or so you would like translate what he's yelling about. You'd be like, listen, this is what he's saying. You just gotta get your stuff together.
Yeah, that's true.
And because I feel like you wouldn't care that he's angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So what I chose for myself, what I think I would be good at, I actually had to ask Zach because I literally could not think of anything I'd be good at. I was like, what do I even do? Like nothing. I'd be good at The Mole. Have you seen this show?
I
love this
show.
It's called The Mole. And there's like a group of, I don't know, like 15 people, and they have these different challenges, and there's one of them is the mole. Okay, no one knows who it is except the mole, you know. And their role is to sabotage events and lie to everybody and try to get them to think that other people are the mole and try to get them
That's
other people
funny.
Eliminated.
Like what is that game?
I know every time
Among
I
Us.
No, that's not the one that I was thinking of.
No,
it's like a card game where like you pass out cards and you find out you're the killer or something.
Oh, I mean, that's Mafia.
That's the one that everyone thinks about when
I explain
this show.
Yeah, there's tons of different variations.
And
there's
I'm good at that game.
Secret Hitler, Werewolf Night.
Yeah. I'm very good at that game.
Nice.
Fun.
So, okay, shows that a reality TV show that you would love to be on. You go first for me.
Okay. I think you would love to be on the show called Somebody Feed Phil.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I've heard of this.
He travels around the world and he just tries different dishes from all around the world.
I love that my world travels have really influenced this.
Yeah, for
which
real.
They've influenced my life. So that makes sense. That's fun. And it seems like he's just like a normal guy.
I think or so, like, yeah. I've never seen it.
You have? I thought you told me about the show years ago.
I've never seen it.
Huh. I put, for myself, I put Amazing Race or Skin Wars. Not as the artist.
Skin as the person, you'd be naked.
No, they have like really thin they have like underwear.
Pasties on.
Sometimes, but sometimes it's like a really thin bra.
You would like to be on that show?
I just loved like, you know, when you get face paint, I just love that. I don't know, I just thought about it.
Maybe
I was
you
like,
can have like a full body suit
and
on.
And it's like, yeah, like a morph suit.
A morph suit. Abby shows up in a morph suit.
And obviously like the models are literally models, so you have to like, sometimes you have to stand.
Yeah.
For those of you contort. Who don't know what Skin Wars is, it's kind of like a baking competition where they have to like, they have specific rules or whatever, but it's body art. And so like when life imitates art, no, that's the Abby, shut up.
They paint models exactly. As if, as their canvas.
Yeah. And it's like a competition. Yeah. So I would love to be painted.
That's interesting.
I don't know. I just love it. Okay. And then I said that you would love to be on The Curse of Oak Island.
Oh, yes! Abby, I forgot about this show!
Really good.
Abby! You're so right. No, 100%. You're right. And I'm obsessed.
Emily, tell us what this show is about.
Okay, there's a treasure on Oak Island, and people for hundreds of years have been trying to uncover it. And they think it was... there's a lot of different theories. Anyways, go check it out. It's really interesting.
I think I would just be laughing the whole time watching you interact with these people.
Like, oh my gosh, look what we found. And like, it could be connected to this. Let's go talk to these experts. Yeah. And like, yeah, that'd be fun.
And then my secondary one, kind of have three for this.
Oh gosh.
It's The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Like, I'd like to be like a rich housewife.
No. Just who you are now, and you're just hanging out. Or the Kardashians, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You just like sit in their house, and I just imagine myself watching this show with you sitting at the kitchen counter eating salads with Kim and Courtney
as like
and
a
Kylie,
normal gal.
As just you, yeah. And you're just their friend for some reason. And I'm rolling with laughter thinking about this.
That's funny.
Just like the things that they talk about, and you're like, guys. Hello. Calm down, or you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Or like, hearing their feelings, being like, "Yeah, that's legit. Let's talk about it." Like,
yeah,
I understand.
Okay, I could see it.
Yeah, I think you just enjoy it. It'd just be so entertaining for you.
Okay. What we would be terrible at? Okay, for you, I don't have a specific one.
Really?
Food show.
I knew you'd say that.
Anything food. Tell them about your cookies you made last night.
Oh, no.
Please.
The funniest part is that I was literally having lunch with my coworkers yesterday, and I was telling them that I'm so bad at cooking and baking, especially baking. I'm not good at baking. Even following a recipe, like, my understanding and skills of baking are not good. So if a recipe recommends something and it's not a good idea to do that, I wouldn't know. So I just have to follow the recipe. So fast forward to last night, I am just like, I have a weird amount of energy and it's 8 p.m. Usually I'm pretty tired by 8, but I had just finished cleaning the kitchen and I was like, this is what happened. I opened the pantry and I saw our brown sugar. And I was like, I love
cookies.
I love brown sugar. I need to make cookies right now. So I checked that we had flour. And then I checked the butter, and we didn't have much butter. And then I checked that we had eggs. And that's all I really know, our ingredients for those things. So I looked up, what can I make with brown sugar, flour?
Are you serious? You didn't just look up cookies, like sugar cookies?
No, because then I knew all of these recipes would call for butter, but we only had a little bit amount of butter, and I didn't want to take all the butter. How many times can I say butter? So I was like, I just looked it up. So then Quora shows up.
Quora.
And this dude or someone posted, and they were so like optimistic about it. They were like, if you only have these ingredients, here's a very simple cooking recipe. And then I did everything correctly. Confectionery sugar, did some baking powder, did brown sugar, flour, an egg. And I was like, that's weird that there's no oil. Like, it doesn't call for any sort of oil, but I don't know. And then, I'm following the recipe because every time I tell our mom that I can't cook or I can't bake. She's like, can you read? And I was like, yeah. And she says, then you can follow a recipe.
I
So
mean,
I follow the
honestly.
recipe, mother. And
Okay.
I get to the end, I've done everything correctly. Everything has gone perfectly. And at the end, it says mix and it should form a dough. This did not form a dough. It looked like pancake batter.
There's no way.
Yes.
Did you put enough flour?
Yes, I accidentally put in a little bit too much.
And you added the butter
No, there's no butter.
at all?
No. I specifically looked for a recipe without butter because I didn't want to take the rest of my
That's
butter.
weird. That should be your first red
See,
flag.
I don't know that. What do I know? I'm
Yeah, first red
ignorant.
flag.
And so it looked like pancake batter, and I was like, it's probably fine. So then I spooned out 12 cookies. It was perfect. I actually added some vanilla too because I was worried about the
Okay.
flavor. So I added a dash of vanilla,
Okay.
Watkins vanilla, the best vanilla. It's wonderful. And then put them in the oven, and I was like, who knows what's gonna happen? And then they came out, and they're like little baked little pancake biscuits. Weird texture, great flavor.
Really?
Say what
I
you
didn't try
want.
one.
Say what you want about the texture, but those puppies freaking taste good.
What do they taste like?
It's like hard bread. Oh, sorry.
It's
No,
like hard bread.
the taste is like it's vanilla-y, it's brown sugar, it's really, really good.
But the texture is hard bread.
Texture's like it's like stale bread. Or like a little an English biscuit that you have with tea in England.
A little bit better of a description.
Yeah, so it's not like yeah, that's more positive
It's a
connotation.
biscuity.
It's biscuity for sure.
Okay.
Anyway,
That's
so
rough.
any food.
Any food show.
Yeah, I said for myself, I said Top Chef or Chopped.
There we go.
And then secondary, Naked and Afraid. Because I most
You'd be terrible
definitely,
at.
yeah, well, I don't want to get naked on camera, and I would be afraid.
I forgot to mention that my choice for what I would love to be on is The Amazing Race.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I would love to
I
be on The
thought we were
Amazing
missing
Race.
something.
Yeah. And then
Fun.
what I said, well, wait, have you said the one I would be terrible at?
No.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay, the two that I, sorry, I just picked two for every one of them.
Oh,
But
that's
the
fine.
first thing that came to mind is Alone.
That was mine that I chose for myself. I
Me!
would be terrible. I'm scared of bugs. I'm scared of the dark. I'm scared of bears. I'm scared of everything.
That's so
It
true.
would be so
You'd
bad.
be so bad at it. You'd be
And I
like, I'm
hate
ready
being
to go
cold and
home.
wet.
Yikes. And like, just zero survival skills.
Honestly, I like know a lot, but like to carry it
Practically.
out, I don't know.
Yeah, and then my secondary one for you was The Masked Singer.
Oh gosh.
I
I
don't,
hate
I've
that
never
show.
seen that show, but you don't
It
know
looks
celebrities.
ridiculous, man.
Yeah, it is. I mean, all singing shows are kind of exciting,
I
though.
don't even know the premise. Like,
There's, it's a
it's a
celebrity,
celebrity.
and there's a
Oh.
panel of judges, and that's why they're masked. And so the judges have to try and guess who it is.
How would you not know?
I don't, it's
So
surprising.
they don't sing their own songs, I'm
No,
guessing?
they sing like
Like,
popular songs. It's
okay.
like I think Zac Efron was on it once.
Oh, not necessarily
Right,
singers.
exactly.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
So yeah, I said The Masked Singer because you don't know
Nah,
celebrities.
I don't know names.
Yeah, be like that
Nah.
guy from that thing, that
Yeah,
movie,
that's
I
true. I
guess.
would be terrible at that.
This was so fun.
Yeah, I liked this.
I'm glad we did it.
Me too. Oh, I've started running again. That's new this week.
Oh, have you really?
I've done three runs. And it's just as hard as I remember it being. Except I used to be really good at it.
Yeah, you used to run like 3 miles a day.
Yeah, just like very. I could have done more, but anyways,
When you were in college.
when I was in college,
Back in
back
college.
in college, that was 6 years
Yeah.
ago.
Wow. Yeah.
Seven, something like that.
That's wild.
2018.
Yeah. Because I was in high school. I graduated that year. But I'm not a runner. Running is just hard on your joints,
It's
man.
hard.
Especially if you're like overweight, then it's like it's just really hard on your
Yeah,
joints.
it is stressful for your body.
Cycling is a little bit better, and then like rowing machines are better.
Even lifting is better.
Lifting is a lot better. Love lifting.
I do like running
Yeah.
though. Like
Yeah.
it the feeling that you have after your run is incredible.
I used to run a lot, like first, like when I was in
For like
school.
tennis and stuff.
Not just even like, yeah, for
Oh, you did
tennis.
track. You did
Yeah.
track.
Well, I did field. I did track and field. I did shot put.
Oh, that's
Yeah, but
true.
they made us run in practice. I did cross country. I was always second to last.
So you did do. That's not track, is it?
No, it's cross country.
Okay, yeah, it's different.
Different seasons.
Different. Okay. Yes,
but both in the wintertime. But
why? Golly, that's awful.
I just hated running. Like I literally felt like I was gonna die afterwards. Like I was heaving, especially because like I used to have asthma when I was a kid.
Didn't you have asthma?
No wonder you hate running, Abby. I had asthma as a kid, and so I always just start wheezing if I run more than a mile. It's like it's bad.
That's really bad.
Anyways, I haven't run in a long time.
Would you ever consider starting?
I would consider it.
Okay, that's but good.
Probably wouldn't do it.
Good job.
Okay, moving on to the newest segment of our podcast. I'd like to call it Literary Club. We could call it Book Corner, something like that. So our biggest supporter, our Aunt Jean, she emailed us. She works at a library in Kentucky, and she said, hey guys, like the library has loved your conversation about Sarah J. Maas and Rebecca Yarros. So she was like, keep talking about the books that you like. So I figured, since we both read a lot and we don't always have to, like, we don't always make our episodes about reading specifically, we can start this segment just like 5 minutes at the end of every episode to talk about what we're reading and what our thoughts are. So, Emily, do you want to talk about anything that you've just finished reading or anything that you're currently reading?
So, I'm almost finished with the One Dark Window duology. I'm on the second book, which is called Two Twisted Crowns. And everyone said that Two Twisted Crowns is better than One Dark Window, but I disagree. Two Twisted Crowns has really drug on, and I kind of stopped reading it for a while, and now it's finally picking back up in like the 70% done range, you know? Mm-hmm. But I liked the first one. Like I'm to the point where I'm okay with stopping it.
That's so funny.
But I'm going to finish it.
Cause, all the reviews that I've seen or read about this duology is that the second one's better.
That's what I just said.
I'm so sorry. That's
literally what I just said. Yeah, so everyone said the second one is better, but I disagree. Again, I disagree. I think the first one's better.
Guys, that's the definition of listening for responding instead of listening to understand.
Yes. Sorry. So sis. Alongside that, I'm reading Still Beating, which is a thriller, and mm-hmm. So far it's good.
Okay.
And then I've opened up Daughter of No Worlds and The Coven. So Daughter of No...
Is The Coven like a horror?
Yeah.
Ew.
Kind of.
Are you big on horror? I didn't think you were.
I like it if it's not... I don't like paranormal horror. Gotcha. But I like thriller horror.
Like people. Like evil
it
people.
It has to be like people.
Not demons.
Gotcha. Not
I think we've talked about spiritual. That movie-wise.
Yeah, I can't do that stuff because that it's real. Sense.
Yeah.
You know? So, Daughter of No Worlds is by Carissa Broadbent, and The Coven is by Harper L. And Still Beating is by, someone Hartman. Let me look this up real quick. Jennifer Hartman.
Nice.
Yeah, so very exciting. I love starting new books.
Nice.
None of these are in my to-be-read jar.
Yeah, you know, Emily made it a to-be-read jar at the beginning of the year.
I just have a bunch of tiny books. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with them after I read them. Or what if I DNF them? Do I just throw them away when I'm done?
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's like so sad.
No, I think you should make a tiny little bookshelf.
A tiny bookshelf?
Yeah. I think there you can buy like little kits on Amazon even.
I've seen them.
Oh.
But
where would I put it?
But
on
the
desk? I don't know.
But the name of the book isn't on the spine. So it'd just be a bunch of colored blocks. But that's fine.
Or you could make new ones.
No.
Or you can make little spines and then Mod Podge it on.
No. I can't do that again.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, what are you reading?
Reading quite a few books, but I'll only mention three. The first one I want to mention is a book that just came out, but I haven't started. It's called Funny Story by Emily Henry.
Emily Henry is very popular.
Emily Henry. Oh, my gosh. Where is it? Oh, I put it on my favorite. I'm showing her where it is on my favorites of all time shelf. Emily Henry can do no wrong. I love all of her books.
What is this? Romance?
Yeah.
Oh.
Emily doesn't read romance novels. But Emily
Henry, should try.
She does so well at digging into their psyche, digging into their childhood trauma, whatever's going on in their lives. Like, it's so good. And that's why Beach Read is my favorite book that she's ever written. I've read her books in order of publication, and they just keep getting better besides Beach Read. Because after Beach Read was Happy Place, which I really enjoyed. Beach Read is really good. So she just came out with a new book called Funny Story, and I'm really excited to read it. But people are saying they really don't like the love interest, which is so funny because Emily Henry's love interests are always like you fall in love with them too.
Mm.
So people are saying that he's like a Nick Miller character, and women are like, okay, I don't know about this guy, Emily. So it's so fun. So I'm excited to see more about it. And I think the premise is like it's a woman and a man, and the woman's fiance cheats on her with his fiance, and they end up getting married.
Interesting.
So, but I think it's, I don't know. Okay, stop. Sorry if that's incorrect, but you guys should go look it up. Funny story. I think it's going to be great. I'm currently in the middle of Immortality, a Love Story, which is the second book of Anatomy, a Love Story. It's a duology. And what I want to point out, it's by Dana Schwartz. And I loved Anatomy. Anatomy is a great young adult novel for ages like 13 to 18. Really, really good. Really clean. It's gothic. It's dark academia. It's very intelligent. It's very historically accurate. The author is a historian. She's a journalist. She's a researcher. She's great. I like her writing a lot. And the narrator, who I can't think of, she's Scottish because the characters are in Scotland. They're in Edinburgh. And she's an incredible narrator. I love it. She's very good at accents. Anyways, so the first book was really good. My gripe so far about the second book is that it's taken a very different turn, and she was very deliberate with her allusion to abortion rights in America in modern day. I wasn't upset about it at first because it was a very historically accurate representation. Like, the main character is accused of giving abortion-inducing herbs to this woman, and her baby dies. But she is she's wrongfully arrested for that. But she didn't give her the herb. She was like, I didn't give her anything like that. The babe was dead whenever I treated this woman because she was going to die too because she took too many herbs or whatever. Like, she took too much medicine. And so I was fine with that because it was very matter of fact. But then I saw on Instagram or her, like, Dana Schwartz's social media that she was a columnist had mentioned her in like abortions right like books about abortion rights and female reproductive rights, and I was just really disappointed because you didn't need to be that obvious about it, and we just have fundamentally different beliefs about what abortion is, and I believe it's killing a person, it's killing a baby, and you believe that it's quote unquote like women's sexual reproductive rights, like it's their bodily autonomy, but it's not, like, it's a different person.
Yeah.
And so it just like soured me for the rest of the book so far, but it hasn't been a main point at all. It was just early in the book, and it was pretty pointed that she talked about that, but she did it in a way that was very historically accurate because you would be arrested in 19th century Scotland if you were to give someone abortion drugs. So, I don't know. That's my hot take on it. And then I'm currently in my annual reread of Pride and Prejudice.
Oh my gosh.
I try to read it every year.
Why?
This is like my sixth year. I don't know. It's been a template for so many books. It's been a template for so many movies.
How?
What do you mean how? It was written in the early 1800s. It was written by a woman. It's crossed genres. It's crossed time. It's a type of love story that makes fun of itself. It's a type of love story that you see every single day with both parties having pride and prejudice against one another and then realizing their hubris and being able to be humbled.
Well, I think it's annoying.
Have you ever read it?
Actually,
I
think I've read half of it.
And actually, you know what's really cool about this reread is that I'm understanding the characters and the way they talk so much more than I used to. Like, I understand the sentence that they're saying, even though it's in like early 19th century jargon, which is fun.
So fun. I'm really happy for you.
So anyways, those are the books I'm reading.
Wow.
Anyways, Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, for real.
For sure.
For sure, dude.
Let's do it again next week.
Okay, see you there.
See you then. Happy summer.
Bye.
Bye.